Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blackhawk 720.
Came to the left circle, pulls up, holds, fires, he scores! Number 400 for Patrick Kane!
Take the Blackhawks to go. Blackhawk 720, your insider key to the Hawks.
I mean, we got young guys all over our lineup, so if they're not going, we're going to have a tough time.
It's time for Blackhawk 720, the only Hawks podcast worth listening to. Now, here's Chris Bowden and Joe Brand, podcast royalty.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into a fresh-from-the-oven Blackhawk 720 podcast. Careful, it's hot as we come out of a weekend here, where the Blackhawks, I guess, kind of got burned a little bit following a very encouraging start to this six-game homestand. I'm Chris Bowden, your pre- and post-game Blackhawks host on WGN Radio. I'm flying solo this week. My co-host Joe Brand has locked me out of the Pilsen podcast pad as he and his podcat, Plankton, are unavailable for our Monday taping, but we should get them back next week. We'd better. So after a couple of exciting regulation wins over Florida, figuring out a way to beat a Panthers team for the first times this season on Tuesday and Thursday, in come the Nashville Predators on a three-game heater, as well as five victories in their previous six. And suddenly back in the playoff picture, just 4 points behind the Hawks. They left town and pillaged the Hawks' playoff position by overtaking them with a pair of rather dominant regulation victories, despite scores, you know, that read 3-1 and 3-2, because it really didn't even seem that close. Both clubs now have 37 points, but the Preds have 18 wins to the Hawks' 16 and 13 regulation wins to the Hawks' 10. The momentum gained from the pair of wins over Florida just seemed to come to a screeching halt over the weekend. Both nights, the Hawks didn't seem ready from the puck drop. Both nights, the visitors took the lead in the opening 5 minutes. And both nights, Nashville executed its formula to a T, or maybe we should say to a W. It almost seemed like the confidence and the energy that was regained from the victories earlier in the week turned into a false security that the Hawks could just show up versus a team behind them in the standings, especially when it would seem the most pleasant development over the weekend. The return of Kirby Doc should have fueled that energy a little bit more into their play. But Nashville was their usual aggressive selves. They suffocated the Hawks' offense through the neutral zone and their forecheck. And we'll tell you a little bit later why this shouldn't be surprising against this team. And now their GM, David Poile, suddenly he may not be listening to the trade deadline offers in a couple of weeks for some of his players after, they were probably the front runners in the rumor mill just 3 weeks ago. They have found and battled their way back into the playoff conversation despite a few key injuries that they've dealt with, including the absence of their top scorer over the weekend in Philip Forsberg. So credit the Hawks for finding a way to get back into Sunday's game behind a couple of Alex DeBrincat goals in a two-minute third-period span. But the game and their drop to fifth place was determined on a play that was just, kind of a microcosm of the entire weekend. A poor decision in their own end leading to a turnover and the deciding Roman Josi goal just 4 minutes after the Hawks had tied the score. Doc was the source of that particular turnover, but he certainly wasn't alone in both of those games. Let's now hear from DeBrincat afterwards about what went wrong during the disappointing weekend, this team's struggles versus Nashville. The two Sunday goals matching his season-long total of 18 tallies from last season, and how much Sunday's loss particularly stung with only themselves to blame.
Those are games that we're going to have to win down the stretch to, make it to the playoffs. And I think, obviously, we did a good job coming back, but we got to stick with it and, be able to rather hold that tie till the end or battle and get another one. I think we had a lot of momentum there, and it's just one small breakdown that, they score on their good team. So they're going to score on chances like that. So I think we just got to figure out a way to, we're not always going to be leading going into the third. Obviously we came back, but we got to find a way to, stick with it and battle till the end.
It feels like all these games are going to be so big, with points and Nashville overtakes you guys now in the standings. What are all these games, I guess, as a team for you guys to experience that, how important is this to all these big games throughout this month and probably the next few months?
They're obviously really important for us to learn and learn quick. You know, we got another game Tuesday, so we need points in that. And, you know, I think, you know, every game from now on is pretty much do or die. So I think we got to, you know, figure out what our identity is. We got to go back to what we were doing earlier in the season, battling hard, you know, getting cheap goals, going to the net, getting pucks on net, and doing all that. I think we've kind of gotten away from that a little bit, and that's why we're struggling right now. But, you know, I think we'll be fine. We have a good team. We just got to figure it out real quick, and we'll be back and ready to play.
For you personally, to match your goal total of last season just through the 32 games this year, whatever 20 you played, has that been significant?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're just kind of going in this year. You know, a lot of times those shots don't go in, or you know, you lose a puck, and but been getting a lot of chances this year. So obviously I'm playing with really good players, so it's been good. They're giving me a chance to put the puck in the net.
Alex, what do you think you guys figured out in the third period?
I think we had that desperation. Obviously down two is never a spot you want to be, but you know, you get one, puts the team on their heels, and then obviously we were able to get another one real quick. So we did a good job there, but we got to figure out a way to hold that. Like I said earlier, you know, these are games we're going to have to, you know, you're not going to be leading going into the third every time you win a game. You got to have some comeback wins. And, you know, I think our beginning of the game kind of let us down a bit. And, you know, evidently that's we gave up too much in the beginning.
Hey, Alex, talking about how you've kind of gotten away from the identity a little bit. Is it frustrating to see that happen after it seemed to be going so well for such a long time there?
Yeah, I think it's frustrating. Obviously, you know, we've lost too many games in this stretch, you know, obviously to be okay with. So we got to find a way back to what we were successful with. And, you know, I think we have that in us. I think next game we're going to be a lot better, and we're going to come out stronger. We got to start from the puck drop. These past two games we've been a pretty tough team, and in the first period we haven't been very good. So we got to play a full 60, just come ready to play, and that's what it comes down to.
Well, it's just about Nashville specifically. I mean, they seem to really gum up the passing lanes and seem to be tough to play against. How tough is it to stay patient against that team?
They have a good neutral zone forecheck. I think we just got to get pucks in deep and, you know, forecheck them hard. I think, you know, obviously if you have a lot of speed going into them, and they'll turn pucks over. So, but, you know, they're a good defensive team. They play well. You know, it's frustrating, but we can't let that get to us. We just got to stick to our game and keep hounding them.
Great bounce back season continuing for Alex. He's starting to run away with the team's goal scoring honors, as Patrick Kane has scored just two goals in 13 games since getting the 400th of his career. But 88 certainly continuing to pile up points through assists and leading the team in both of those categories. But goals and points against Nashville, they have been hard to come by for the Blackhawks. And it's not just this season when they've managed only six goals and going 0-2-2 versus the Preds. Beginning with the 2017 first-round playoff sweep by Nashville, these teams have met 20 times. And I brought this up during our broadcast over the weekend. In these last 20 meetings, the Hawks have totaled 36 goals. And that includes one game last season where they pumped in seven of those. So in the other 19, the Hawks have scored three goals once and two or fewer in the other 18. It really is amazing. And if the Hawks are to make the playoffs this season, they're going to have to find a way to figure out that with four or more meetings scheduled between these teams starting Saturday afternoon in Music City to generate some offense. Let's now hear from Jeremy Colleton following Sunday's loss. And he details the little things his team needs to do when it's successful. It's not like we haven't heard this before, but that was absent over the weekend. And the head coach also addresses how each team goes through these stretches in a season where it gets away from its identity, getting just one shot on goal as well and three power play chances Sunday, and not being ready to play as they need to at puck drop both nights.
Not the start we wanted. Disappointed in the response, you know, beginning in the first period, just understanding how big the game was. And, you know, they were getting inside us, and I thought they created chances, you know, it was too easy for them to create chances. And they, on the flip side of it, they did a good job of keeping us to the outside and getting in between us and the net, and you know, hard pressure all over the ice. And I thought Subi kept us in it there, and you know, we showed a little character to come back in the third. But ultimately, you know, we got to get back to our mentality and our identity and the things that we did earlier in the year that allowed us to have success. And if we do, then we'll be fine. But you know, it's important that we don't wait any longer.
Hey, Jeremy, what would you specifically like to get back to?
Skating, work ethic, competitiveness, relentlessness, defending hard, being willing to play a 0-0 shift and just leave the next line in a better spot, being harder to play against physically, being willing to grind for, you may, the best thing you do may be just finishing in the offensive zone, or maybe you start in D zone and just don't get scored on. That can be a positive for the team. Draw a penalty, do little things that will help your teammates have a chance at success. It may not be you who makes the play to win the game, but you can set the table for them, and then hopefully they do it for you. And I just feel like we were missing that edge to our game and just commitment to doing little things that help you win.
It seemed like on a couple of their goals where they forced some turnovers on the forecheck. Is there anything you'd like to see differently on those breakouts?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably got to go through it clip by clip. Overall, we can execute better. We can be cleaner with the puck. We can do a better job being an option. You know, if there is pressure, maybe you got to just hold the guy off, protect the puck, buy yourself a little more time to make a play. Winning confrontations at the blue line against their pinch. There's a lot of little things we could do to get out cleaner.
Hey, Jeremy, talking about that list of all the things you want to get back to, what do you think has led the team to get away from them lately, and is that frustrating to see?
I mean, all teams go through, you know, ebbs and flows through the year. Everyone does it. This is ours, and we got to nip it in the bud. And the positive is that through how we played earlier, we're still in a good position in the standings. But the way we're going to have success as a team here is doing all those little things I talked about.
And then the power play didn't have a shot on goal in their first two outings, only had one in that third one. What did you think of the power play tonight? What was going wrong there?
Yeah, it's, you know, I thought last night we did a pretty good job, and then tonight we just couldn't enter, and then when we did enter, didn't execute very well, break pressure. And then, you know, they did a good job getting clears, winning puck battles.
Hey, Jeremy, in addition to all those things you listed, it seems like there's a lot of guys just kind of backhanding passes and guessing that their teammate's going to be there, but he's not. And then Nashville or another team is taking it the other way. Are you seeing a lot of that, a lot more than you saw in the beginning of the season, throughout most of the season, actually?
Yeah, it's all connected. You know, aggressive on the puck, and then you get pucks back in a position where you can make a play, you have a little more time. Assertive to be an option, then you create a clean lane, then it's easier to go tape to tape. If we have the right mentality, everything will take care of itself. And I think we know that.
And then, can you just comment on the last goal that they scored? Just kind of a turnover in your own zone. Is it just Kirby getting against the boards and just not making the right play there?
Yeah, we turned the puck over, and then the D jump by our forward.
Jeremy, do you chalk some of it up to bad luck when you consider, you know, some of the pucks going off skates?
No. You make your own luck. And I think, based on how we played in the first, could have been worse.
That Nashville team has found its identity. While the Hawks have lost 8 of 11, the Preds are 8-3-1 over their last dozen. You know, I hate to keep throwing numbers at you, but Nashville is actually worse than the Hawks versus the top three teams in the Central. They are 3-12-1 against Tampa Bay, Carolina, and Florida. And that Florida team, by the way, suffered a huge blow over the weekend in losing Aaron Ekblad. The Hawks are 4-9-3 against that trio. And while the Hawks host the Hurricanes this week on Tuesday and Thursday, before these teams rematch Saturday afternoon, the Predators will host Dallas on those nights. And the jolt that was expected with the return of Kirby obviously didn't kick in over this weekend. And, you know, an argument could be made that he was their best player in his season debut Saturday. 4 minutes into it, you know, we saw him slice through a couple of defenders on a rush for a great scoring opportunity that he couldn't bury. And he had a couple of other chances that night as well. Let's get just a taste of what Kirby shared after his return Saturday night about how he felt and how he always thought he'd be back for a good chunk of action this season, even though his wrist surgery timetable from late December was a 4 to 5 month recovery estimate.
Obviously, there's still some things that I'd like to get better at, but that doesn't really include what's going on with my wrist and injury-wise, but I felt good out there. It's good to kind of get back in the swing of things. I think there's still another level that I can take my game to help the team win here.
Hey, Kirby, when you had the surgery back in December, did you think that this was realistic at all, that you'd be playing at any point this season, let alone this early?
Yeah, I never had no doubts in my mind that I was going to play. I knew what was going to happen in the work I had to put in and to get back here. I just kind of put my head down and went to work that way. But it feels good to be back.
To be able to come back in the middle of a playoff race like this, how much did that kind of amp you up getting up here?
Yeah, obviously that helps out a lot. I mean, we're right in the mix of things, and we want to be in that playoff spot, and we know it's going to be fight till the end. So we got to find a way to bring it each and every night, and that's that.
Hey, Kirby, any place that you felt a little rusty, or just can you take us through any specifics there?
No, I didn't feel any rust at all. I mean, I've been skating for 2.5 weeks, almost 3 weeks. Doing contact, doing full ice drills in practice. So my legs felt fine. I think obviously there's still areas that I want to improve on as a player, whether it's in the face-off dot or playing down low and being better defensively or in the neutral zone. But I think it's just an overall improvement on my game each and every day is where I want to go.
Wonderful to see the kid back, and he'll make a difference if the Hawks can get back to their identity of this season, which was absent over the weekend. If they don't bring that as their baseline, as Jeremy often says it, against a team that they have struggled against the last few years, then that certainly diminishes their chances of wrestling that fourth spot away from Nashville again and fighting off everyone else. As we wrap up here, hope you didn't mind the solo version too much. This podcast much better when Joe's around to go back and forth with. Plankton meowing in the background, too. He or they will rejoin us next Monday when we take a look back at Saturday's rematch between the Blackhawks and Preds, as well as the matchups against the Hurricanes here earlier in the week, and see where things stand before the Hawks then return home to host Dallas next week. Thanks to Ernie Skatton and Curtis Koch on the production end, and to you for listening and joining us on this week's edition of the Blackhawks 720 podcast. Have a wonderful week. Have a great Easter as well, and we will talk to you again next Monday.
How about that? The Hawks win the Stanley Cup!
Thanks for listening to the Blackhawks 720 podcast. Tell a friend, subscribe, and join the conversation. And follow the guys on Twitter, @BodenTweets, and @Joe_Brand1.
That was great!